Don't worry, guys. We always keep it PG on this podcast. We're keeping it family friendly here.
Please don't cancel us.
Hello and welcome to the
Make for the night. Take a pat.
Can I be completely honest right now? Can I be completely honest right now?
Fiend. Yep. Go.
Can I be completely honest with you right now?
I mean, you
wait.
Just...
Actually, before we no. Actually, I'll start with this.
Yeah.
Can I be completely honest? So, look, I was considering it. I was like, should I go to the Travis Scott concert or not? You know. But then I had a look at the crowd. This isn't a dig at Travis Scott. This is a dig at the crowd that goes to Travis Scott.
Is it a dig at the crowd, or is it just like I don't really want to associate?
Is it the Fenas?
Like I feel like the Fenas are. The Fenas, fine. It's just like I don't really want to associate with Fenas.
No, I don't really want to. I wanted to go to Travis Scott, and then I had a look at the crowd, and I was like, you know what? I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of happy I didn't go. You know?
Yeah, me too, because just looking at it, like, it just wasn't my vibe.
It just wasn't, no.
Like, it's just not.
And I feel like that's going to fall, lad.
No, it won't.
You reckon?
No.
All right. So, hello and welcome to the Making Waves podcast, season 3, episode 24.
Why do you... Okay. What? Every time, right? Every time you do that intro, you do it in a very different American accent.
You have a problem?
Yes, I do have a problem with that. We're in Australia, mate.
So?
Oi, say it with
seriously,
the Australian
problem.
Accent.
Do you have a problem
you
with
know,
me?
So, I'm gonna redo the intro. Okay?
Do you have a problem?
With an Australian accent. Okay.
No, seriously, do you have a problem with me?
So, I'm going to start off. Hello, guys, and welcome to
Why
the...
Why do you sound like that?
You sound like a girl.
Oh, well, hello, Neela. This is Neela. This
our is producer, our producer, Neela. Neela is promoted. In the house.
She's she's our...
she's behind the mic.
No camera on her. Do not touch the mic.
No cam on Neela.
Don't even move your hands.
Bro,
I'm serious.
Bro, chill. It's not that deep.
Did it disconnect?
Bro, it's not that deep.
Okay.
It's not that deep.
It's good.
It's good. Not that deep.
So what I was going to say was, do it again. Do the intro again.
G'day, gents, and welcome to the Making Waves podcast. Oh, shit. I
dude.
American. I went American.
Let Neela do the intro.
Go, Neela, do the intro.
It's episode 24, by the way.
Hello, and welcome to the Making Waves podcast, episode 24.
Season?
You fucked it.
Yeah. No, okay. Hello, and welcome to the Making Waves podcast, season 3, episode 24.
Okay, I feel like we should move on now.
We should move on.
We've introduced all our right, podcast well, so many times.
You know what? I'm here to dig today. I'm here to have a go at people, all right?
Yeah.
I'm here to have a go.
Yeah.
So, right now, I want to talk about Netflix and why the fuck, Netflix, do you release half of your season, half of that one season block, right? So, say the season's 10 episodes, and they release 5 episodes for a month. And now mom told me, it was like, oh, yeah, but that's how they used to do it in back in the days. Does it look like I give a fuck?
Why do you think?
Does it look like I give
no,
a fuck?
No, but why do you think?
Does it look like I give a fuck?
But why? Tell me honestly. Give me like an honest reason why you think that they do that.
Honestly? Do you want to know
like
why?
If you were to use 100% of your brain, not like 2%.
So then people are intrigued to watch it.
Like, okay, if it's their business, right?
Yeah.
If Netflix is a business and they're trying to make the most money they can, keep people on the platform for as long as possible, why do you think they're releasing the episodes slowly?
Because, so then it keeps people intrigued and keeps the people coming back. But, listen here, little buddy. Do you think I've started watching Outer Banks? You think I've started watching Outer Banks? You think I have?
No,
no, exactly.
Shit.
I haven't started watching it. I want to watch it, but you know what I'm waiting for? I'm waiting for the other fucking 5 to come out.
Are they all coming out at the same time?
No, they're releasing it 5 and then 5.
Yeah, 5 and 5.
I don't care about Outer Banks though.
Yeah, but say like Lucifer, right? You're watching Lucifer.
Yeah.
Season 7 comes out. You're keen as, bro.
Yeah.
You're here to binge. You're ready to binge, bro. Because what else are you supposed to do with series? You're not gonna savor it. No, if you savor it, episodes, you're fucked.
Yeah.
And even if you do, you watch one a day. That's only 5 days. You've got another 25 fucking days to go until you can watch the next ones. So say Lucifer comes out, right? You're excited. You're like, here we go. Is Lucifer gonna get Rizzy with it this time? Because he always gets Rizzy. And then you realize, oh, they're only dropping 7 out of 14 episodes. What are you doing?
I'm waiting.
Exactly. So what's the point? What is the point of just not just releasing all the episodes at the same time?
Bro,
tell me.
Not everyone's built the same way. Some people just want to watch it.
Bro, I drop my apps once a week. Like,
yeah, not everyone's built like you, buddy.
Yeah. Bro, I do this for free. Outer Banks, I can guarantee you they don't do it for free.
And you're having this rant, right? But you drop apps once a week. Do you not drop... Why don't you drop all your apps at the same time, mate? Why not?
Because I can't.
Why don't you drop
because
all the apps?
The thing is, the season episode 25 hasn't been produced yet. Hasn't even been thought about yet. To be honest, I haven't even given it a thought until now. Outer Banks, season episode 5 until 10 are done. I can guarantee you. Guarantee.
Yeah,
they're done.
No, I know.
They're just sitting there being
dude,
cucks.
Dude, you're arguing, right? But are you still going to watch episode 5 and 5 to 10?
Yeah, when episode
so
5
they
to 10 come
they
out.
They don't give a shit.
Why don't they just want good views straight away?
Because then they get less.
Bro, what's the point of edging people?
Bro, edging's the best. Dude, what do you mean? Edging's good. Like, not for you, but like, if you can...
If you're going to edge me...
If you can edge someone...
Right, edge me. Okay,
I'm not going to edge you. What
don't
the
edge
fuck?
Me. No, don't edge
dude,
me.
Dude, I'm not going to edge you, but you know what I mean? Me. Like, if you can edge someone, you'll keep them hooked. Right?
No.
You're getting edged by Netflix. Netflix will keep edging you. They're not going to stop edging until you...
Oi, stop fiddling, champ.
They're not going to stop edging.
Yeah. No, okay.
Full stop.
Right. If I was the producer, if I was Neela of the Outer Banks, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, right, so how do we get these people hooked? And I'm going to pull a Stephen Miles here, and I'm going to be like, right, we're going to do 10 weeks of campaigning, right? 10 weeks. We're just going to post TikToks. We're going to post Instagram Reels. We're going to post on YouTube. We're going to post some stuff like this. Edge the crowd, bro. Edge them. Edge them so hard like they've never been edged before.
But here's
and
the
then,
thing, right?
No, listen. And then you get to a week to go, bro, you edged them even fucking harder. You know how it is when it almost like it's coming, you know? You edged them even more. They're like, fuck, I gotta wait another week. And then just spluff, 10 episodes out. Everyone's keen. Everyone's on it. And they're like, they start making TikToks about it. They start making Instagram Reels. Instead of people like me going, oh, bro, I'm not going to watch it because there's another 5 episodes that I have to wait
okay,
for.
Okay, but here's my counter, okay? Now, I listen
is that,
to
is
you.
Is that valid?
It's valid, but I listen to you. Yeah. Now you listen to me, okay?
Yeah.
First of all, Stephen Miles lost the election. So the fact that you're saying pull a Stephen Miles so that Netflix makes more money... I'm sorry, not valid, because what's his name? The other guy won from LNP.
Right, okay.
So, wait, okay. Keep me... Let me speak, okay? Next, okay. If you do that, right, whatever you called edging, I'm going to ask you a question. Respond to that question after, okay?
Yep.
Why... What are you doing? Like, how are you going to edge them? What, like ads?
Yes.
Because, like, you can do ads for anything. People won't really care. And also, all right... Once it's released, everyone watches it for like, what, 10 hours? And then it's finished, right?
No.
People move on with their life.
No.
But, if they release the first 5, yes, they might get people like you that will be like, yes, I'll wait until they release the last episodes. But they'll get more people to watch to episode 5. And then once they finish episode 5, they'll be hooked and waiting until episode 6 drops, okay? So they'll be talking about it still. And then once episode 6 to 10 drops, they'll be talking about it just as much as you would have been if they dropped all the episodes at the start. And they kept everyone on Netflix for longer than a month, so they had to lengthen their subscriptions out.
Okay, here's my counter to that.
You have a counter to that?
I have a counter to that.
What are you going to counter that with?
Right. Yeah, you might get a bigger crowd if you drop 5 then and 5 then, right? But if you're someone like me, I forgot what happened a month ago in a TV
show.
You're
going to rewatch it.
I'm going to watch. Yeah, exactly. You're going to rewatch
good.
It.
That's how they make
their
money.
Yeah. What do you mean?
But that's the biggest waste of time.
Not about how happy the viewers are.
Yeah.
Why do they not care about how happy the viewers are? I right.
They want money.
Yeah, there you go. Neil is...
Right. Well, yeah, but then you run the risk, right, of them, if you releasing 5 episodes, right? And then they watch the 5 episodes, they're happy, they're stoked. And then they're like, oh, I want this feeling again. You know what happens? They start watching shows and they get hooked to shows. Some shows, you know, they can go for a long amount of time. Some shows, even if you binge, could take half a year to watch. Like, Neil, I was watching a show one time. It had like 50 seasons. Not 50, but like 12 or some shit. With like 30 episodes a season. It took her, I reckon, and she was binging that shit. She was. Agree with me. She was.
Yeah.
She was. She was binging that shit. She didn't watch anything else. No. She just wanted to watch that. And that took so long. That took half a year. So imagine all those viewers watching another show. Well, you've just released episode 5 to 10, but they're not going to watch that. They don't want to watch Outer Banks. They want to watch that fucking show they're watching now.
Okay, and you're proving my point.
They're still on Netflix watching
another show.
No, but they're not on Netflix. What? That was on Amazon Prime.
What? You can't just change.
It was on Amazon Prime. It was. It was on Amazon Prime.
It wasn't.
Yes, it was.
Netflix. Mate, okay, it doesn't
matter. What was on Netflix?
Nolan.
The TV show.
Nolan.
What was the TV show you were watching?
On Netflix.
No, the crime-solving one.
Which one?
The fucking...
Oh, it was on Amazon, but who cares?
It was on Amazon.
You're not talking about Amazon. You're talking about people looking for other shows.
Mate, the one after.
Yeah, most people have one Netflix subscription, right? If they want to watch another show in the meantime and then get carried away on that show, fair enough. But I feel like we should end this argument because it's very weird. You're going way off topic talking about other people watching other shows, proving my point that they want people to stay on the platform. So, yeah.
Well, okay. We're not going to move completely off topic because I want to talk about something else. So, you know how we've recently started watching shows that we watched when we were younger? Not shows, but movies. Like, we've watched...
Yeah.
Didn't that make you feel so fucking nostalgic watching that?
Yeah. And also, like, especially you get all the jokes that you didn't get when you were younger.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, I remember watching it, and I used to remember Dad, like, laughing at the jokes, and I was like, what?
Yeah,
it's not fucking funny.
I'd, like, fake laugh.
It's not fucking funny.
Yeah.
And I also remember, like, when I was, like, maybe, when we were watching that, how old were we? Like, 7?
Yeah. Like, really young.
Really young.
Yeah.
So, and I remember when that plastic surgeon was, like, looking at tits, I was like, hey, this is porn, hey.
What's he doing touching those titties?
What's he doing? Hey, yeah. What a lucky man. And now I'm looking at this, and I'm like, oh, bro.
It's just
normal. It's just his job.
It's just weird women.
Do you know what I mean by that, though? Job.
Yeah.
Well,
it was just like a movie. It was called Camping, right? It was just some guy who did plastic surgery, and this chick showed him her tits. It's nothing weird, but when I was younger, bro, I was like, tits, holy shit.
She just pulled him out like that?
Yeah, and I was like, bro, I want to be a plastic surgeon one day, holy shit.
And now I look at that, I'm like, I don't want to be a plastic surgeon.
Yeah, I don't want to be a plastic surgeon.
No, that's the last thing I'd want to do.
What job would you not do?
What job would I not do?
Probably. Like a really popular job that you would not ever consider.
OnlyFans.
OnlyFans?
Apart from feet selling.
No, but that's not a pop... Bro, don't... That's not a popular
job. It is a popular job.
Yeah, no, but I mean like doctor, lawyer, like vet, like, yeah.
Bro, when I was a kid, I was like, I want to be a vet. I fucking love animals. You can vouch, like, I wanted to be a fucking vet. I loved animals, yeah. Bud. I was like, this is it. I'm going to go to school. And I realized that
being a vet is putting animals down.
And being a vet wasn't just joys. There was probably less joys than
owning a pet.
I was like, I could just own a pet. Like, fuck yawning that shit. And then I found out you had to go to school for that. And then I found out you had to cut animals open and shit. You had to put them down. Like, it actually included work. Like, it wasn't just patting the dog, you know? Yeah. Like, we saw on, you know that show we used to watch, like, Bondi Vet or some shit?
Yeah.
Like, your bro made it seem like the, like, happiest job of your life. And I was like, this is what I want to do.
Well.
And then I found out, my teacher told me that you actually had to go to university for that shit. And I was getting, like, D's, and I was like, bro, this is not worth it.
When I was younger, I wanted to be a farmer. And then I realized that it was a lot of work.
A lot of work, just live not
remotely.
Much.
And what? The only tits you touch is a cow's, bro.
Oh, unless it's your wife.
Yeah.
But yet again, it's another cow.
And then you can get on Farmer Wants a Wife as well.
I used to play Farming Simulator. Farmer Wants a Wife.
Yeah, Farmer Wants a Wife.
Is that like what's it called? Bachelor UK?
Yeah, it's like The Bachelor, but instead of The Bachelor being like a bozo who plays
Will you accept
whatever,
this milk? That's what he said.
It's like a farmer. Who wants a wife?
Will you accept this hay, straw?
Well, pretty much. The women go to the farms, right? This is what happens. I've never seen it, but this is what people run me down on, right? What they say is they get the women to go to the guy, okay, and he has to choose a wife, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, right, all the women are like romanticizing what farming is, like they want like a cowboy or whatever, and then they realize that like it's just like touching pigs' dicks, right? And then
what's wrong
like,
with that?
They're like, nah, I'm out of here. So
what's wrong with touching a pig's dick? The guy ends
up single still, and he,
yeah, but that's the same with Bachelor.
Yeah, but I feel like
because Bachelor, everyone wants to go on Bachelor, and they're like, I want my king, and then they're like, oh damn, this guy fucking he's green flags all over. He's a green flag at Bachelor. He might be a green flag. Don't get me wrong. You could be a green flag at Bachelor on the cameras. Mate, yeah. The moment that show's done, you go home with him, he's a fucking...
He starts snoring.
And then he starts only caring about his looks. Well, actually, most guys do that. Actually, that's probably a good thing if he only cares about his look. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? From a female's perspective, if a guy only cares about his looks... Oh, and he's what he looks like to people and, you know, his image and everything. Is that a good look or a bad look?
If he only cares...
Chop, chop.
Only for himself.
Yeah, only for himself. Well, no, he cares what other people think. You know? I
think that he's too self-conscious.
Self-conscious. That's a good word.
Self-conscious.
What does self-conscious mean?
It's a big word for a 14-year-old.
What is definition of self-conscious?
Hey, are you asking because you want to know or are you asking because you already know?
Because I already know. You're trying to test self-conscious that. Means you are too aware of what you look like and you're that bit. No, you're insecure.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, good one.
Is that right?
Good one.
All right, like, it's time to move to Would You Rather for Killian.
Oh.
Now I've tailored these to you.
What? You could have just got Neil to ask them to us, mate. We've got a producer now.
We could, but I really want to do these.
Oh, you really want to do
I'm still holding on to my job. Yeah. Next minute, I'm going to get replaced by this bitch. Yeah,
you're still holding on. Hey, wait. I'm sorry. You know what? Maybe she'll replace you after that language, mate.
All right, I'm sorry. All right. So, would you rather, Killian, be able to keep swimming, but your only way to earn money is through OnlyFans? Or every time you eat, it tastes like soil. Because you fucking love to eat and you love swimming, lad.
That's some tough questions.
I know. These are hard, bro. I'm not even going to lie with you. These are hard.
So pretty much you're asking me, am I selling my body or eating dirt?
Yeah, but you get to enjoy stuff, you know? You get to enjoy swimming still.
I think I'd rather sell my body.
So you get on all fours and bend over and all that shit.
Oh, yeah.
What if someone asks you,
because I want to keep swimming, right? Because if it was between me starting an OnlyFans or quitting swimming, I'd choose quitting swimming, okay? But it's not. It's between eating and tasting dirt every time I eat or starting OnlyFans to keep swimming. I'd start an OnlyFans to keep swimming.
Mm-hmm.
Because, dude, I don't want... Dude, imagine how depressed... Dude, my whole life revolves around me loving food, right? There is nothing I love more than a good parmy or a good pizza, you know? Imagine if I, every time.
Right, but you know.
That would be my hell.
You know what type of
shit. That would be my hell loop.
You swim for like 1/4 of your life. Like when you eat food. It's 1/4 of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you become like 1/4 of your life. That's a long time to have photos of you out there.
Yeah, but just think about it. Like I'll be eating food for more time. Then I'll be swimming.
Bro, someone will ask, you know what type of shit they ask for on OnlyFans?
You know what type of shit food tastes like when it tastes like dirt?
You know what type of shit they ask you to do on OnlyFans? Lad, they're going to ask you, sit in the shower and let someone give you the golden shower.
You said start an OnlyFans. You didn't say do everything people tell you to do on OnlyFans.
Well, no, because you need money.
Yeah, but I'm not going
to... Bro, you think that money's in the fucking... No, they want the kinky shit, lad. On OnlyFans.
The kinky shit? Is that what you
That's
think?
Where the money is, lad.
No, bro, you know what? I don't care.
Trust me, lad. The money's there. I put my money there, mate.
I'm not going to have a golden shower, mate.
Do you know what a golden shower is?
I reckon the fact that you brought this up in front of our little sister, you're just corrupting her mind.
Do you know what a golden shower is?
Don't tell her what a golden...
That's good.
Zip your mouth
It's good
right
that she doesn't
now.
Know what a golden
okay,
shower
good.
Is. Okay, good. All right. Would you rather go to jail for 5 years... Known as a pedo. So you did the act. You are a pedo. You molested a child.
Oh, so I've done the act.
You've done the act.
Okay.
Or go to jail innocent, but everyone thinks you are a pedo for 50 years.
Go to jail innocent, bro.
Yeah, well, obviously, I was just trying to trick you.
You were trying to trick me. Is that it?
I just wanted to see.
That was not a hard
response.
I just
wanted to see if you were selfish enough to just be like, yeah, I'm going to jail for 50 years.
Selfish?
No, I'm going to jail for 5 years. This is the most stupid one, by the way. This is my stupid question. Yeah. Stupid question.
Okay, give me another one.
It sounded better when I was writing
it.
Move on. But now I read it out. Maybe we should let Neil do this job. All right, this is a hard one for you, lad. Would you rather always be stupidly sweaty and it takes forever for you to get to sleep, but you feel amazing during the day? This is like every night for the rest of your life. Or always have the best night's sleep ever, but feel like you've slept two hours during the day.
I really feel like you've really like thought about these a lot, eh?
Oh, I have.
Oh, you went, like, you didn't just search these up. Like, these ones have been
No, brewing. These haven't been searched up, like. These have been created by yours truly.
These ones have been
These
brewing.
Took me a long time, not gonna lie.
So, I'm gonna say, wait, what's the second one again?
Okay, I'll read it out to you.
I know what the first one is.
Or always have the best night's sleep ever. Like, think about the best night ever, right?
Yeah.
But during the day, you feel like you've only had 2 hours of sleep.
Oh, shit. But do I have... During the day, on the first option, is my day, like, really good?
Oh, it's great. It's, like, the best day ever. No, it's not the best day ever, but you feel fine. You feel like you've had a good night's sleep. But it takes you forever to get to sleep, and you're sweaty, like... Every night, like it takes you, let's say, how long should we go? Maybe 2 hours to get to sleep?
Yeah.
And you're sweaty as.
You know what? I'm going to bring this down to a basic history fact, you know? I'm going to tell you right now, bro. Imagine people sleeping in caves during summer. How sweaty they would get. But you know what? They still got to sleep.
Yeah, but even in winter, in winter.
I don't care. If I'm going to have an amazing day...
Stunning inspirational.
If I'm going to have an amazing day, I'll take that. I'll have a terrible night of sleep to have an amazing day rather than spend the whole day living on 2 hours sleep. Imagine that.
I
had 6 hours of sleep on Saturday night. On all of Sunday, I felt dead. I wanted to sleep the whole day. I couldn't sit down 20 minutes without falling asleep. I had to physically... be walking around the whole day not to fall asleep.
So imagine 2 hours.
So imagine 2 hours. Bro, 2 hours. Dude, if I stood still for 1 minute, I'd probably fall asleep. I'd probably fall asleep and fall on the ground, dude. That's how tired I'd be.
That's fair.
I don't think I've ever lived on 2 hours.
So you're picking the restless nights.
Yes, I'm picking the restless nights, bro. I'll have restless nights, you know. I'll probably end up sleeping on like a stone slab as well. Just because, like, imagine in a sheet, like, you'd just start sweating on the sheet.
I feel like you'd still be sweating on a stone slab, though.
Or, like, maybe, like, a mat.
Yeah.
On the ground or something, you know?
I just wouldn't care. There wouldn't be that much emotions in it, though. Because when I have a shit night, I always think about the next day and how I'm going to feel.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Like if I...
If you know you're going to feel good.
Yeah, I'm just like, yeah, bro.
I'll just cop it, you know? Yeah. And also the fact that, like... Yeah, okay. It's pretty shit when you sweat. But imagine like back in the day, people used to sweat a lot more because like they didn't have.
No,
like,
because caves are actually kind of warm. I mean, yeah, I mean, cool. Sorry,
I know what you mean, but they didn't caves have aircon. Cool. You know.
Yeah, but all right, you go in a cave. When do you ever sweat in a cave?
Imagine living in Dubai pre-aircon.
You wouldn't. There, no one lived in Dubai.
No, but like in the area, right?
No pre-aircon. One lived in the area pre.
The city.
Yeah.
Fucking oil money, lad. They found oil.
Yeah, but the people who found the oil in Dubai.
Yes, cunt.
How do you reckon they...
The guy who got lost in the desert, lad.
They lived in Dubai.
Bro went dig. He was like, he was a smart guy. He was like, you know what? I'm stuck in the desert. I'm going to go dig for water.
Pull up when aircon was invented.
She can't. If she moves the laptop, lad.
Okay, well, next episode will be a bit better, but...
Oh, I'll pull up. I'll put it up.
You'll pull it up. When was aircon invented?
When was aircon? Mate, I'm telling you, aircon was invented in
1902.
Yep. 1902? That's actually early as.
What the fuck?
That's actually so early. Well, it was rare.
Like, oh, it must have been rare. Bro, I thought it was going to be something like 1995.
So this is how they did aircon back in the day. So this is like a reverse sauna. They blew air over cold coils. Oh, wait, no.
Well, that's how they do it now.
What's a cold coil?
I don't know. Oh, you know those coils that they have, like, for the heating, the old heaters?
No, lad.
Oh, well, whatever. Anyways, that's probably how they did it, yeah.
Okay, well, who found oil in Dubai?
Why are you Googling that? It doesn't matter who did. I'm not even asking about Dubai. Like, imagine, like, living in, like, 16th century Arabia, right? You wouldn't have many places that are cool.
Right, but you're used to it, lad.
Actually, no, deserts are pretty cool during the night.
Yeah.
But, like, okay, imagine living here when they first colonized.
What?
Holy shit. Dude, you wouldn't even know about the mosquitoes yet because you just landed, right? And then you'd be, like, sleeping outside in a tent. You'd get bitten by mosquitoes, sweaty nights,
everything. Let me ask you this question then.
What?
Because when you're fucking hot at night, right?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, fucking, how good would it be to have fucking aircon? How good would it be to have a fan? How good would it be, you know, all that stuff?
Yeah.
In that time, all you fucking knew was how to fucking hunt. Probably didn't even have a fucking brain. You were probably like, oh, yeah. Let's just, yeah.
Fuck, I'm talking about the fishies, landing, bro.
Fishies and shit.
I'm talking about the landing with James Cook. They weren't just hunting back then, mate.
Mate, they were pretty fucking stupid to come on to Australia, weren't they? I'm not talking about the Aboriginals.
No, not really.
What?
They're not that stupid to go to Australia.
They sent all their prisoners. They didn't send anybody.
You moved here.
They didn't send Beckham.
Bro, you moved here.
Bro, I didn't. Not with my free will.
Oh, so you want to go back?
Fuck yeah, lad. It's so hot. I'm sweating.
So fucking hot.
I'm sweating, dude. I'm sweating right now.
Bro, I want to go.
There's nothing
go to
more
Norway,
I want to go
dude.
Back to Europe, lad.
I want to go to Norway.
Yeah, I want to. Why
dude,
Norway?
Dude, I want to go to Iceland.
Yeah, dude, there's so many baddies there.
Oh.
Here, there's bloody just Fenas.
I know.
There's just Fenas here.
Dude, there's just Fenas
and
who
tall
want
poppy
the Travis
syndrome.
Scott meal
there's
from Macca's.
There's tall poppy syndrome here. Bro, I want to go to fucking Norway where people are like, op.
That's so racist.
Holland, no. Yeah, I'm fucking big.
Yeah,
well, you know, exactly. See, they'll be like, ooh, short king, that's rare, I want.
I buy
now. It's true, though. Really, realistically.
I don't think you want to move to Norway because apparently, like, inflation over there is, like, insane.
Yeah, but they have the best prison stuff.
Yeah, but what? You're planning to go to a prison, mate?
Well, bro, worst case.
What? Russia. Oh, yeah, go to Russia. Oh,
that's the worst prisons, lad.
I don't feel like they're that bad.
Who do you think has the worst prisons?
Do you think Russia is as bad as you think?
I think North Korea is the worst prison.
North Korea?
Yeah.
See, I feel like
because you're stuck in the country and you can't leave, so it's a prison. And you're stuck in communism.
I'm going to say something.
Is that right? Communism?
I'm going to say something right now, okay?
Yeah.
I have a theory.
You do?
You know like the countries that are like against like NATO, like
what's
Russia,
NATO?
Korea,
oh, what's NATO?
Like not NATO, but like the UN, like it's just
like the Nations League.
Yeah, like the Nations League. Right, we're not playing football here. We're talking about.
But I know what you'd mean.
Yeah,
like, the Nations.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Like they all line up and
yeah,
they're like
I've Russia.
Got,
like
I represent football. Like sorry.
Yeah, like Iraq and all those places. Yeah. You know. Okay, they do have a bad rap. Okay?
They do.
But I feel like maybe like Russia or something. I feel like there's a lot
you feel
of fake
like?
News.
How many times are you going to say you feel like?
Are you going to shut up?
Maybe there's a push-up for every time you say you
are
feel
like. Are you going
to shut up? Maybe.
Yeah. Okay. Can I move? Yeah. Can I move on?
You can move, yeah.
Yep. All right.
No one's forcing you to be here.
So, I think that Russia, like places like Russia get a bad rap from our media in the Western world because we're against them, right? But
I'm not against
them. I don't know what it would be actually
free.
Like.
Yep.
To have to be living in places like Russia, North Korea, etc., because we don't really know for sure because we haven't experienced it, right? So I want to do an experiment where I go live in all those countries and see what it's really like.
So you're doing a social experiment with yourself just to see. You're putting your life on the line.
Well, I know I'm putting my life
so
on
go
the
live
line.
So you want to go live in North Korea for a while?
Well, no, yeah, kind of.
You can't leave.
No, you... Well.
Apparently
you
once you
can.
Go in, you can't leave.
No, you can go in
unless
North Korea,
you go with,
but you can't take photos.
Well, then how come if you search up North Korea on Google, you see photos?
No, search up North Korea. You see photos of the DMV or the DMZ or whatever.
What's the DMZ?
Demilitarized zone.
What's the authorized zone?
Demilitarized zone.
North Korea photos.
Yeah, go.
Oh, that's
there won't be many.
Oh, look at that, mate. Look at this. Look, capital city.
They're all fake photos released from their media, mate.
How do you know that, though?
But see, my theory is, right, go back to like...
Oh, how is there a photo of him there with his army then? Hmm? That's in North Korea.
Bro, okay, listen to me. Go back to like, maybe like, I reckon 200 years ago, right? Yeah. When everyone was like with their different empires, right? Yeah. News didn't spread as much and you had no idea how different places were. You probably thought that America was...
It's off.
Bro, what are you talking about?
The iPad. What are you doing? Don't press it. Oh, hold. It's the iPad just turned off. What are you doing? Oh, log it.
Don't move me on. Still recording?
Yeah. Sorry, lads.
All right. Go back 200 years ago, right? When everyone was like with their empires and shit. You probably had no idea what was going on halfway around the world because they weren't on the same side, right? So, I'm assuming the same thing is happening now. We're not on the same side as Russia. Therefore, we don't know what's happening in Russia. And Russia doesn't necessarily know what's happening in America. Because when Russians go to America, they have a lot to say. And when Americans go to Russia, I'm pretty sure they have a lot to say too. So I reckon it's not as bad as we think. It's just our media telling us how bad they think it is. That's my theory.
It's a valid point.
I want to go test it. I want to go see.
Well, then you do that, mate.
I should be a reporter, I reckon. And report back.
Is it going to be real with Killian? Be real.
Be real with Killian.
If we be real.
Yeah, if we be real. And it's like my intro song is like the actual if we be real.
If we be real though.
All
right, next one. Would you rather only be able... No, wait, no. Fuck, sorry. Sorry. Whoa, Jesus Christ. Okay. Would you rather lose your ability to talk or lose your ability to walk?
Lose my ability to walk. Oh, actually, no, I lose my ability to talk.
What the fuck happened to the podcast, mate?
Yeah, I'd rather lose my ability to talk.
Oh, just apologize to everyone then.
I can write.
That's not a podcast.
I can be...
I have to replace you with Neela, which is probably a good thing, but...
I can be like, what's his name? The guy who touched kids in the wheelchair.
You want to be that guy?
No, I don't want to be him, but like, he
you
had,
want to
like,
be the guy who touches kids?
No, he had... don't get this out of context. If you get this out of context, it's going to sound really bad. But I can be like, you know that mathematician who's like kind of retarded and he died?
Oh, fucking Stephen Hawking.
Stephen Hawking, yes.
The guy who touched kids.
He doesn't talk, but he has like the electronic
thing. Isn't he the
guy
who invented E equals MC squared?
Bruh! Are you serious right now?
No.
Are you actually serious?
Yes.
Neela, what do you have to say about this?
I don't know either.
Oh! Yeah, shove it up there, mate. Two versus one.
Then I'll just mention.
Wait, no, I know who it is. I know who it is.
Who is it?
Albert Einstein.
Okay, good. You recovered.
Okay, so what did Stephen Hawking do? Just hawk two of the kids, or?
Fucking no. Dude.
Stephen hawk two of the kids.
Bro, don't even say that, dude. It's allegedly, so you don't even know.
Yeah, just look at his history.
But, okay, Stephen Hawking was a decent man.
Can you imagine just, like, saying your thoughts?
Was Stephen Hawking ever out of his wheelchair? Was he walking once?
Well, like, when he was born, lad.
When he was born? Well, he probably wasn't born with his wheelchair on him, that's for sure. Imagine coming out with your wheelchair strapped on you.
It's like a strap on.
Dude, imagine that. How gory that would look as well, coming out.
Did the mum die when he came out?
Bro,
did he come out like this?
I hope not.
Was he crying?
Why are you making fun of Stephen Hawking?
Sorry. But I mean, he touched his kids, so...
Well, you
want me to like full on get on my knees for Stephen
Hawking?
No,
you're making fun of his disability.
I know I'm not.
That's like you making fun of my autism.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. That's like you making fun of Neela's retarded.
You know what you said the other night when we went to the party?
What?
You know what you said? At the end, I remember.
Yeah, I said I was autistic.
No, you said you should go on a 3-day bender. You said you wanted to go on a 3-day bender.
I kind of do.
You do, still?
Yeah, I want to do like a little social words. Experiment. See how it turns out.
Mate, you want to do a lot of social experiments, don't you?
Actually, I kind of don't really want to go on a 3-day bender.
I've never been on a bender.
I've been on a day bender.
What's a day bender?
Where you just bend for a day.
What do you mean by bend?
Well, you just do random shit for a day. Like, you do whatever you want.
That's not a bender.
It is a bender. Like, you drink and you yeah.
All right, next question. This one's hard. Would you rather be able to keep studying history, but you can only do it on an Apple Watch, no podcasts or audiobooks, or you can only train in a 5-meter pool?
Oh, fuck.
This is the hardest one, eh?
I think I'll just choose... I don't want to train in a 5-meter pool, so I'll just choose history.
So you want to study history. So yeah, you have like a 800-page book, right? And you have to read it in an Apple Watch.
Well, I'll just stop.
You just stop.
I'll just start.
You don't like history that much.
No, I'll just it's not that. It's just like I know enough.
No, but I'm not saying I know all your knowledge.
But I just like, you lose all your knowledge.
Yeah.
Well, then what's the point of learning it then?
Because you get to relearn it.
Oh, that's,
you have
that's
to relearn cool. it.
No, that's actually all right.
Oh, that's a good one. If you could right now relearn history, would you do it?
Yes. Bro, I just remember it like it was my first time. Came out really bad as well. But like, you know, like it's always better on the first time you do it. The first time I learned about anything about history, like the light bulb moment, getting that again would be cool.
What's the light bulb moment?
Yeah, you wouldn't know what the light bulb moment is.
Hey, actually, tell me what the light bulb moment is.
The light bulb moment, like when you're like, when you put two and two together.
You don't need to put it together. It's in the history books.
Well, no. See, the thing is about history, right?
It's you have to be there to test it because you're going to...
What? No.
Because the media is fucking...
What? No, history, okay. There's a lot of things about history, right, that may be wrong or may be true, and you don't know. So you come to terms with it and you decide whether it's true or false. And you can make your own stories up. So you can be like, well, did this person actually do this or did he just say he did? And then it's like a little domino effect and you can like build up your whole idea of what actually happened. It may not have happened, but that's your idea of it. And that's what I like about it.
Do you think that Diddy...
What the fuck? The segue.
Do you think that Diddy actually did it or was he... Or was did he find something out and now they want to cancel him? You know what I mean? Because he was very interlinked with everyone, you know?
I think he did it. Okay, here's the thing.
Did he do it?
I think Diddy did it. Okay. But there's a catch. There's a caveat to this. I think that... He did it, but people knew about this for a while and they were holding it over him and he probably had to do something or else they were going to spill and he didn't do it and, you know, probably like some Kamala shit or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Kamala shit? What did Kamala do?
No, like support Kamala or some shit. I don't know. Eminem did that. I was like, bro, I thought you were Republican, thick and thin, you know.
Wasn't he? Didn't he say like P. Diddy in his song? It's all coming out. P. Diddy. Oh my god, this is it.
Well, Eminem blew the whistle on P. Diddy.
Yeah.
So
he's connected.
Oh, it's connected.
It's interlinked.
Jesus.
Bro, Making Waves podcast just figured it out.
Bro, we just made that connection without even trying.
So, okay, Eminem got approached by Kamala.
Yeah.
And was like, you gotta support me now, bitch. Right? And then he was
maybe Eminem did something too.
Yeah.
And then
ain't no party like an Eminem party,
bro.
That doesn't sound.
Okay, maybe we should stop talking about people and alleging them of doing things because we could get sued. But what if, you know?
What if? Clip it.
Don't clip it.
All right, last one. Would you rather sleep on the floor or only walk around with a massive hot jacket in summer?
Sleep on the floor. It's actually not that bad. Yeah. I slept on the floor once.
Yeah, but you get all the feelings.
You what?
Saturday night, I ended up sleeping on the floor for a bit.
That's a bit weird.
Because, I don't know, the air mattress was kind of not doing it for me.
What? Did you fully sleep on the floor?
No, for a bit. I tried to. It didn't work.
Dude, on Saturday night, right, this guy, it's dark, okay? So, I don't know why he was doing this. But we went to bed, right, and we were getting ready for it. And this guy was like, kept telling me, he's like, Killian, it's so dark. Why can't I see anything? And I look up at him. And he's wearing sunnies. And I'm like, bro, take them off. And he's like, no, but I look so slim. And dude, like, you just wouldn't take your glasses off.
Well, you know what? At the end of the day, I didn't riz. But it's all right. All right, Neela, you have a few history facts for us, don't you?
Okay.
Oh, straight into it.
Straight into it.
So,
not even a yes.
What did you prepare?
What did you prepare?
I have four history...
Factoroonies.
Factoroonies.
Which one should I start
just
with?
Just start.
Start for starters.
Ketchup was once sold as medicine. In the 1830s, it was believed that the condiment could cure almost anything, including indigestion, diarrhea, and even jaundice.
Oh.
What's jaundice?
Jaundice is when you go yellow.
Oh.
And I think normally it leads to, like, liver problems.
You know what? Do you ever get that look? Like, look at my hand right
now. What? You think you're jaundicing right now, bro?
No, but look at my hand, right? Can you see this?
See what?
This ring, like this thing on my...
What ring?
No, I have one. I don't know why. It's like there's like a circle on my hand. The middle's dry, and then the rest is... It's like a crater in my hand.
A crater?
Like, look. Can you see it?
Yeah, okay.
You can see it?
No.
Oh. Well, trust me. And then I get scared that I'm like dying of some shit.
Oh, you're talking about the phone finger.
No. Do you want me to show you? I'll come closer.
I don't
want
to.
No, I'll come closer.
I don't want to.
See this?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Bro, that looks like hand fungus, bro.
Oh, shit.
You need some cream mate.
I'm telling you, when I get stuff like this, I'm afraid I'm going to have to get decapitated my wrist.
Touch Dylan's feet or something?
Probably. Like, look at this shit.
Bro.
Like, you can, there's like holes in it and everything. There's not holes, but it's like lumpy.
Dude, are you sure you don't have like trench hand or something?
What's trench hand?
Well, it's like trench foot, but like.
Like, do you ever get those things where you're like, brah, this could be bad and I might have to decapitate my hand?
Well, I don't think you call it decapitating your hand, but yeah.
No, I found it this morning. And I'm scared. Like, I get like little, like, I got a little lump on my back. But I don't think.
Oh,
it's
shit, you got AIDS.
No, and I'm like,
no, you have AIDS.
I'm like, shit, I've got a tumor. I literally go to worst case scenario for everything.
You Google doctorate.
Yeah, I do.
It's like this guy wasn't training well last week, and you're like, I think I may have low iron. I think I may have, like.
Bro, I don't know why. It's only been happening recently.
You just Google doctorate.
I just
shit.
Think I'm dying. I don't think I'm dying, but like, you know, I don't think I'm dying, but I get like the tiniest thing or like my head starts hurting. I'm like, fuck, dude, it's the pressure kind of feels like a tumor. I don't know why. I just have those feelings, lad. And then like, I look at my little moles here. There's a little lump.
You look at your mole and you're like, fuck, I got the black plague.
Fuck, dude. I don't know. Sun cancer. I don't know, but... And then I have to Google what it looks like, and it doesn't look like that, but I'm still worried, you know?
Wait, so back to Neil's fact, right? Ketchup.
That's a crazy fact right there.
Wait, so it was invented to be a medicine, or was it just like, oh, ketchup solves this, home remedy, yeah, there we go. Was. So it was a home remedy.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes more sense.
It was like saying, I thought
ketchup was like crazy. That's a wild fact right there, mate.
Saying that cigarettes in like 1950 was good for sport.
It is.
Bro, how do you think I'm achieving all these?
But I feel like looking back now, right? Cigarettes, when you're playing a sport, right? It really doesn't make sense because you smoke. You're putting smoke in your lungs, right? How is that going to enhance your?
Because you know about it not being good for your health. Back in the day, they were like, oh, the doctor said this, so this is good.
No, but
just like they said the COVID vaccine was good. You look at everyone now and they're like, shit.
Yeah, okay, I understand that, but...
Do you know what I mean?
But hear me out, right?
You are blind to things you don't want to see. You know?
Okay, fair enough. But when you go and like your house sets on fire, right? And you have to like leave your house because you're choking to death on the fumes. Don't you think that like the same thing happens when you put fire on a stick and smoke it?
No.
The smoke is still going to kill you.
Because, you know, sometimes back in the day... Bro, back in the day, they used to think women were literally kitchen appliances.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Back like in 1800s, they were like, this, oh, look at this invention.
Latest model.
Created this.
Straight out of the womb.
Of course they're going to think a fucking cigarette is good.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. I understand. That makes sense. All right, Neela, next one.
Napoleon was attacked by a horde of bunnies.
This fact has been on the Making Waves pod before.
It has.
It has.
No. Napoleon went hunting for bunnies.
Yeah, but I did another one where Napoleon was hunting for bunnies and then they chased him.
Can I say this fact? I'll say it without you even needing to say it. Say the year real quick, actually.
I don't know.
The year was unknown.
What year do you reckon it
Napoleon,
was?
Napoleon?
Give me a year.
Fuck, when was it? 1815.
Damn! You're actually not even that far.
Wait, is that close?
Yeah. Oh, it's between 17 high and 18 low, somewhere there.
1795,
maybe. Okay, so he went hunting in like 1797, right? We'll say 1797, right?
Oh, I'm going to say 1800s.
1800s? 1802.
Yeah, something like that.
How old was Napoleon when he died? Like,
oh, I don't know.
57?
No, he didn't die in France.
No, but he died, though. I asked how he died, not where he died.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. But you were assuming that Napoleon was still alive when he was ruler.
Do you think Napoleon...
No, he died when he
was
ruler.
Do you think Napoleon would be successful if he was born, say, in 1970?
Yeah, I think he'd just be successful in different things. So he'd be, like, in Afghanistan
right now.
Do
you think he'd have an OF?
Napoleon would have an OF. Bro's short. Maybe he'd be like Short King Nap.
Short King?
Nappy
short,
the Short King.
Short King. Short King. Short King Wet.com.
Short Emperor Napoleon.
Yeah.
Only fans.
Well, no, he wouldn't be an emperor. Is there an emperor? Like, are emperors still a thing now?
No.
Oh.
Or.
No, in India or some shit.
Maybe. But, like, not that I know of.
Oh, no. There are, but it's like kings and queens.
Oh, yeah, kings, but that's not the same thing as an emperor.
What's the difference? What? Isn't that the same shit? I just thought it was like a simile.
No. A simile?
Bro, I just...
a synonym, mate.
Oh, no.
It's not a simile, it's a synonym. What the fuck?
I'm not on today, am I? I'm not on.
Bro. The wrong English term right there, mate.
Wait, what does simile mean then?
Simile is a thing to describe something without using like or as. No, with using like or as. You can. Yeah. So it's like, oh, just then. Yeah. There you go.
Oh.
Nolan is as red as a cat. What?
Nolan is like a cat.
Nolan is like a cat. He purrs.
So I was pretty much right. It's the king is like an emperor.
It's not like an emperor.
No, but you know, that's what I was asking. So I was right. You didn't have to laugh at me like
that. You weren't right. It's a synonym.
Sorry, it's my hand that's making me act up, all right? It's stressing me out.
Your hand, your crater hand, mate. Your foot fungus.
It is a crater hand.
Bro's got foot fungus on his Dylan. Hand. Dude, okay.
No, because Dylan has this on his feet.
I think the difference between an emperor and a king is that an emperor...
Was the emperor of the kingdom.
Controls more. Because an emperor, it's more like an oligarchy.
Bro, back in the day, the king was controlling everything.
No. Not
word.
Everything.
Say word.
What?
Wait, how? No, because the king, right? You look at the king and you'd be like, this guy has it figured out. He's like the king. He rules the shit.
Actually, pull up. What's the difference between an emperor and a king? There you go. There is a difference. I'm just not sure on it. I'm pretty sure the emperor has more... He has more than a king. Like, the emperor is, like, top G. The emperor controls a vaster area of land or something.
Okay, there it is. The main difference lies in the scope of their rule.
There you go.
Right, I'm gonna sound like super...
Like an intellect.
Bro, this is actually going to make you fall asleep. An emperor typically rules over an empire which encompasses multiple territories and diverse ethnic groups. While a king governs a single kingdom, additionally, emperors often hold more absolute power compared to kings.
I was right! I was right!
Emperors higher than the king.
It was believed that redheads became vampires after death?
We've talked about this as well, haven't we?
We've talked about this as well.
You have been on the same website as me.
You know what she's been doing? She's been doing her research on the Making Waves podcast.
You've been, you know what? I'm proud of you, Neil.
I'm proud.
I'm proud, you know.
Oh, redheads, yeah. Why do you think
Rang a Roundup?
Thing?
Have you ever done a Rang a Roundup at your school?
We did in primary. I can't say that I have.
We did in year six primary. Year six primary. It was like year five. Oh, when was the Rang a Roundup? Pretty sure we did. I'm not sure if it was
for
a Rang
a Roundup. For people that are un-Australian, Rang a Roundup is when you round up all the rangers in between two goal posts.
Honestly, what they should do is do a goal lock roundup and like literally make it like a survivor challenge. Yeah. It's like last to leave wins a hamburger. To leave
because then... They don't win a hamburger, they win a salad.
No, listen, this is my strat, lad.
Yeah, okay.
The longer they stay, the more weight they lose. So then they stay for the hamburger, but it's counterintuitive because...
Counterintuitive? That is the smartest thing I've heard you say this episode. Calorie intuitive. What the fuck?
Hey!
Dude, even the dictionary couldn't give me that.
Yeah, I know.
What the fuck? Calorie intuitive. That's a very good word.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Does that like win the highlight of the
year? That wins the highlight of the year.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's like calorie intuitive. Oh my God, I'm so proud of myself. Calorie intuitive.
But that makes a lot of sense.
See, they stay in there.
Right. Vampires suck blood. Blood makes you redder. Red, ranger. There you go. That makes a lot of sense.
But drinking blood isn't that bad.
Oh, no.
Because you need blood to survive, so it wouldn't hurt to have more, you know?
Yeah, see, I wouldn't mind being a vampire.
Yeah, me neither.
All you have to do is just, like...
It's just a glorified meat eater, to be honest.
Pretty much.
Because
it's pretty much liver king.
You're literally... Yeah, but with longer teeth. Because you're, like, right, you're eating... You are eating, like...
You're killing people.
No, you don't have to eat people. You can eat, like... Like cows.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Vampires are glorified meat eaters.
Oh,
because
they're glorified carnivores.
I don't know if glorified is the right word.
They're carnivores on steroids.
Yeah,
they're like,
because what's the difference between eating a cow and a human? It's the same shit.
Well, not
same
really.
Shit, different smell. Well, yeah.
Well, yeah, it smells differently, but it's definitely different. Not the same shit either.
Well, it is because it's just a different breed. At the end of the day, we're just animals. We were put on this earth to look after the animals, which means... Wait, is that right? No, we're put on the earth to look after Earth. And you know what? Let me tell you, we've done a pretty good job.
Do you reckon?
Do you reckon us as a civilization have done a good job?
Oh, yeah. As a civilization, we've done a great job. We've managed to be, like, middle tier, top tier ladder.
We've managed to get to a point where there's podcasters around for no reason.
I think we've done a pretty average job.
Average. So you'd give us like a B.
I'll give it a B.
B minus?
Average in...
What's an average?
It's definitely not average in an Asian household, that's for sure. But it's average in my household. It's not an A.
Oh, no. Average in an Asian household is an A plus.
Yeah, no. You don't want that. Average in my household, C or a B.
Wait, can you get more than an A plus?
Well, I mean, if someone was to try and find more than an A plus, an Asian would be able to. That's for sure.
You actually put the full stop in our...
Too far, that was racist.
Sorry. All right, next fact.
Okay. A horse became a senator in ancient Rome.
Oh, shit. You know what they probably did?
Shit, I've almost seen it all.
You know what they probably did?
Have you already done
Elaborate.
Can I really tell you what they said real quick?
What?
I think back in the day, they used to measure...
The size of their fifth leg, or in the human's case, the third leg.
And they're like, you know what? This horse is a pretty big one. He probably knows what he's talking about. So they put him in charge. Okay, or his owner died.
Okay. When Julius Caesar became emperor of Rome at just 24 years old, he made his horse a senator. Unfortunately, he will be remembered as one of the city's worst rulers.
That's cap. Julius Caesar was not emperor at 24, and he was never emperor either. But the horse fact, I'll
agree.
It's
the thought that counts.
The thought that counts. That maybe the horse was real, but I can tell you for a fact, Caesar was not emperor at 24, and he was never an emperor.
Never?
Never.
Did you study that on your Apple Watch?
Yep, I did.
All right, now it's time for the last segment of the episode, and it's time to get competitive. Time to get fully competitive. And we'll jingle into this. We'll jingle.
Oh, jingle.
Bum-ba-da, dum-ba-da, dum-bum-bum-bum.
I don't know what the name of the segment is.
Bum-ba-dum. General knowledge. General knowledge.
I'm doing the beat. You do the
general knowledge. Oh, you do the beat?
Why did you do a Christmas song?
Because I'm in the Christmas mood.
Is it?
Oh, it's Halloween. This is a Halloween podcast, we forgot to say.
It is a Halloween podcast.
It's not very scary. Well, some, I mean, of the things, is, some of the things I here. Said. Yeah, some of the things I said. But, dude, calorie... Wait, what did I say? Calorie intuitive.
Yeah.
Dude.
All right, I'll do the
you beat. Know, I'm going to be honest with you. I said counterintuitive.
Oh, my God.
But you said calorie intuitive, so I just said it.
Okay.
But counterintuitive is still pretty smart.
I don't
it?
Think it is. Not for what you were saying. But anyways...
Oh, it is the scary time of the year. Hello and welcome to General Knowledge with Killian and Nolan, hosted by Neela Carell.
Okay.
Wait, how do we go? If we know the answer, do we say... I go Nolan, you go Killian, right?
Or just the first person to answer.
All right.
Like last time.
Okay. It's on.
I mix these questions up, so some of these are for Killian, some of these for Nolan. Like,
wait, what do you mean by that?
Knowledge,
So you're going to... Oh, okay. Yeah, I know what you mean.
So she's probably got a bit of football, a bit of history, a bit of math, you know.
Fuck, I might lose this shit. I don't have much ball knowledge still. I've been studying, but I don't know
I reckon
much.
You've got plenty of ball knowledge,
Nolan,
mate.
I'm good with balls.
Yeah.
I think these are pretty basic.
Okay. But that's more of, that helps him out then.
Basic.
If these are basic, he'll know.
Okay. Why would I know basic answers?
Okay.
All right, go.
Okay, this is the first one. Which planet is the furthest from the sun?
Saturn.
Pluto.
No.
Uranus.
No.
Sun.
The furthest from the sun?
Yeah.
Oh, from the sun.
Neptune.
Earth.
Yeah.
Oh.
Killing one.
Yeah! One point.
It's a solar system. What do you mean, bro? We all wanted to be astronauts when we were babies, bro.
Bro, you got it in like the third go, champion.
Wait. Hold up. Wait. Were we all astronauts Neela,
is your mic
when we were younger? Because, right?
No, I was scared.
When we were in our parents' womb.
Yeah?
We were attached by the umbilical cord.
We were.
Astronauts have an umbilical cord when they're in space. We were floating around in our mum's womb just like astronauts. Maybe that's why when we're kids, we all want to be astronauts.
I don't want
to
be an astronaut.
We just want to go back to the days
when
we were tied up to our mum.
Let me tell you this. Being an astronaut is the last fucking thing I want to do.
Oh, I don't want to be an astronaut.
Because to be honest,
so lonely.
They don't even go to the moon. They go to a fucking studio and record it.
Okay.
It's right, basically you're basically an actor, but you're getting paid less.
What were the dates of World War
II? 1939 to 1945.
Killian,
what the fuck? I let you answer as well. 1914.
Oh, these are history.
You would have gotten that right if it was World War One.
These are history.
What is the largest desert in the world?
The Saudi
Sahara
Arabia.
Sahara Desert. No. Gobi Desert.
No. Australia.
Antarctica.
Hey! Suck on these.
What the fuck, this guy?
Antarctica.
Okay. What is the only flag that doesn't have four sides?
Oh,
Nepal.
Morocco.
Nepal.
China.
Nepal.
Yeah.
No. Oh, fuck.
I already said the answer.
Oh, is it Nepal? Oh.
Nepal.
Okay. Which player holds the record for the most goals?
Ronaldo.
Messi.
Premier League.
Ronaldo.
No.
Haaland.
Yeah.
Yeah! I got the ball knowledge one.
Wait, how many? 100?
100? No. In a season?
Oh, yeah.
Premier League.
34.
In the Premier League.
All right.
Okay.
I did it on FIFA.
Club has won the most champions.
Manchester United.
Okay. Since you guys both got it.
No, I said that first. 15.
No, I said Manchester United, so I was wrong.
Okay. Oh, Nolan. 15.
Nolan 2.
No, because I thought she said Premier League.
It's nuts, mate.
Bro, dude, you're losing 4-2.
4-2? No, it's 3-2.
No, it's 4-2.
No, it's 4-2.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Okay. How many edges does a cube have?
4.
16.
16. 12. Oh, suck on me. 4-3.
What the fuck is wrong with this kid?
Neil, wait. My thing's turned off again. Sorry. I'll put it in. Sorry, we're back.
Pop off.
What country has the most islands?
Sweden.
Yeah.
5-3. Fuck, I have to get the next two right to win. I mean to tie.
They might actually be in your favour. Come on. Which football team is known as the Red Devils?
Yes! Yes, I've won! I've won! I'm taking this guy down!
United.
I already said Manchester United, bro. Can I do the last one, though? Yeah, do the last one.
In which country was football invented?
China.
England.
No, no, wait, no, listen to me. Wait, no.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean, but officially. Because in China, though, they were playing a game of, like, not football. Like, just, like, kicking the ball around, yeah.
That means they just stole it.
The first game of football was played in England.
No, but they said China.
I know Google says China, but it doesn't mean it's right.
It's Kuju.
That's why they say it's coming home, because it was invented in England.
Bro, it's not going home. England's shit.
It's not coming home. I can agree.
And even
with
if
you,
they do win the World Cup, even if they do win the World Cup, it's not going home. It's going home to Germany. You know why? Because the manager's from Germany.
You know what's a fact?
What?
I beat you 7-3.
You're lucky I have Tourette's.
And I reckon on that note,
it's time to go.
Time to go.
Home.
And home. Yeah,
swim, actually.
Yeah, go swimming. All right, guys. Thank you. We will see you next week
on the Making Waves podcast.
Season 3,
episode 25.
Bye.
See ya. Bye.